The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Welcome to this week's Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Today is our cyber version of the Be a Planner Show. I have my IT expert, Mr. A.I. Nguyen, joining me once again, and we'll be covering a number of topics. Nguyen, what are some of the topics we're going to go through today?
Well, we're heading to the let me turn on my volume. We're heading to the 2025. So today I want to cover like 10 major cybersecurity trends and challenges we're likely to encounter in the next few years, especially this year.
Well, sounds great. We'll get started here momentarily. I just want to remind the listeners that just because we talk about certain events, certain strategies, et cetera, please don't run off and try a DIY on something that might cause you some pain if you don't know what you're doing. And I would say you're better to leave your systems work to experts. But in any event, Mr. Nguyen is available if you care to connect with him, and you can send an email to info@npross.com, info@npross.com, and be happy to answer some questions for you if you have some. Okay, well, Nguyen, let's go ahead and get started, and sure. I'll let you drive.
Yeah, so the trend and the challenge we're likely to encounter in 2005, these are the issues that are shaping the future of cybersecurity, so buckle up. It's going to be a very exciting ride. Okay. And one of the first one I want to talk about is the AI-driven cyber attacks and defense mechanism. So in 2005, AI will be double-edged sword. You know, one hand is a powerful tool for security defense, but on the other, it's become a go-to weapon for cyber criminals. If you're looking at all AI-driven attack today, already happening today, we're seeing phishing emails that are nearly impossible to distinguish from legitimate communications. Well, thanks to machine learning models, malware can adapt and avoid detection. It's also becoming increasingly sophisticated. For example, like a deepfake, where attacker can impersonate the real individual with accuracy and deceiving victims.
Let me give you an example, and we've talked about this before. I told you at the time I had it happen. It happened again 2 days ago. I get a phone call from someone with the Chase Fraud Department, Chase Bank, and somebody in California had completed a credit app for a new credit card, and they were calling me just out of the blue, just to be nice people, to ask me, have you sent any credit applications in for a new Chase credit card? And this is, I know it stems from the National Public Data Breach when? 3 months ago, 2 months ago? Wow. 2.9 billion financial profiles. And where they're headed, or at least they were the first time I got this call, and it's always a foreign sounding voice, not that that matters, you know, America's the melting pot, right? But the story's the same. So just be aware, if you get a fraud alert from a bank, this time, I believe last time it was Wells Fargo. This time it was Chase. And once you confirm that, no, I haven't, which is going to be the answer most people give, then they say, well, we're going to connect you with Experian's fraud prevention group to assist you further. And I stopped the guy and said, look, I've already been through this. you're only going to connect me to somebody that you represent to be Experian to sell me some type of credit monitoring service that's probably bogus, right?
And my stomach just dropped.
Oh, I know. And in any event, I finally hung up on him, called Chase just to make sure, and they said, no, we are not processing any applications. None have been submitted, et cetera, et cetera. And this is the second time now this has happened since that MP National Public Data breach where the Social Security numbers were part of the breach. And this may have nothing to do with that. I'm just saying, hey, your data's out there. It could have been, but the people calling me are probably the ones you ought to worry about in terms of submitting credit apps. Anyway, just thought I'd mention that again. Speaking of phishing. But anyway.
This is scaring. It's terrifying. And this stuff like this giving me anxiety, you know?
Yeah.
So one side, the defense side, on the defense side, AI is already changing the game. AI-powered threat detection system analyzes the amount of data. So eventually, we can have something similar to helping identify and neutralize the threat faster than before. So machine learning can predict vulnerabilities, right? And especially on the incident response tool, like you just, for an incident like you just mentioned. So that's one thing we talk about. I'm going to go over like 10 topics, but we're not going to cover every one of them, but eventually we're going to maybe following week or something. The second topic is called quantum computing and cybersecurity. You heard of this quantum computer, right? Mm-hmm. So moving for something that has potential revolutionized. So everything quantum computing, computer expect to break the traditional encryption method like RSA, like, you know, your token, the RSA and your two-factor authentication. Well, imagine this. With a quantum computer, they can break it within minutes, or they can decrypt it, the data, in an instant. So this is going to be a challenge for cybersecurity.
How do they deal with the 3-password attempt limit?
Oh, well, that time is your when
friend.
It comes time is your friend, but the bad guy was enemy. You know, like you hit 3 times, so that was RSA. RSA is, but the quantum computing, it don't even give you that chance. It probably get it right the first time. The RSA,
that's scary.
The RSA is take about 11 million years to crack, right? They say that 15, 20 years ago. But today, quantum can do in an instant. That's what they say. Because you're talking about qubit, right? So that's something what AI is capable of. Yeah? And number three, securing the Internet of Things. Now, we all have this thing at home, your TVs, your iPad, your devices.
Refrigerator.
Your refrigerators, all this stuff. But believe it or not, they come with many of these devices today lack basic security measures, such as your strong password, encryption, or making them prime target for the hacker. Then I just bought something like even the iPad, right? And so I can kind of sync it with my TV so I can broadcast a video. And you have two selections. Either you select without password, default, no password.
Is that right?
Yeah. So you can
make it easy.
You make it easy, right. So that's one of the things that I think that to address this, we need a stronger IoT, so this is called Internet of Things security standard and regulations. But I think the next topic, you're going to like this one. One of us, a lot of us hear this, the term zero trust architecture. You know what that is?
I can't give you a specific example, but I can tell from the sound it can't be good.
No, actually, it's very good. It's a one security model that gained traction is a zero trust. So the
zero trust. Sorry, I was thinking zero credentials.
Trust no one and verify all. Sound like Ronald Reagan, right?
Yeah.
The idea is simple but powerful. So whether you inside outside network, I treat you the same. The traditional security model, the network perimeter is the line between the trust inside and untrust outside. But with the cloud computing, remote work, and an increasing number of connecting devices, that perimeter is no longer clear. So I treat both inside outside the same. That's the term zero trust force organization. We verify, think about the security guard and everywhere you go. Once I go to your house, I go to restroom, there's a security guard. I go to master bedroom, there's a security guard. It always verify who you are. So just because you have access to one room doesn't mean you have access to another room. See? So the Zero Trust forces the organization to verify every user, device, and application before allowing access to the resource. This model is about minimizing risk by assuming that every access request could be malicious and ensure that the only authorized user can access a specific system or data. That makes sense?
Yeah.
So these are the things that I think with the right tools, set identity and access management system and multi-factor authentication, especially network micro segmentation, there's something to come in this 2025. It's already here, but we're going to deep dive into it. And the fifth topic is the cybersecurity in the metaverse. You know, like with the cryptocurrency and VR, Apple Vision, for example. You see the new frontier of digital experience, right? They come with a challenge, like a virtual access, NFT, and cryptocurrency, other stuff. So that's coming too, right? And the sixth one, now, this is the one related to everyone, is supply chain attack and cybersecurity resilience. Supply chain attack have been on the rise since, and by 2025, they're likely even more frequent. These attacks target vendor, software developer, and other third party to infiltrate organizations. And I'll give you one example that a couple of years ago, we already experienced the SolarWinds attack. I keep using that example over and over again. That how vulnerable our supply chains can be. Now, to defend against this, the company must adopt stronger third-party risk management practice and with a vigorous vetting of suppliers or third parties, right? And number seven, cybersecurity for critical infrastructure. So this is where the government need to up the ante.
I was going to say, is this where the Treasury Department this past
That's
week?
One of them. But when I say critical infrastructure, I mean the energy grid, the water system, the healthcare facility. Okay. There has long been a prime target of cyber attack. And you heard about the Chinese have been probing us, even the Russian, right?
Yeah.
They're doing this. So far, they're just probing. But who knows? They got only the information. They can turn on the switch and boom, the next day, you know, they shut down everything. For me, I think that's the most important. That's most more scary than anything else. It's frightening at the same time.
Yeah.
So we need to more focus on securing this industrial control system. So,
it's all done on a disparate basis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's really a weakness in and of itself is the lack of
We really need to implement our own robust cybersecurity measure when it comes to this stuff. And I think this one thing. This is one area we're very lacking of. If you look at the storms coming, like, and our water, can you survive without water? Food, you can survive, but what about water, right? Number eight, cybersecurity education and workforce development. And I think this is security awareness the most important thing, and especially in 2025, we need the demand for cybersecurity professional will only grow, right? An organization struggle to find enough skilled worker. You know, we have problem finding skilled worker to defend against increasingly sophisticated attack, believe it or not.
That's why we need those H-1B visas that...
H-1B, and I think that one thing that saved this country, H-1B, that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
And we need to have shift to more toward innovation training and education program. And this thing are here to stay. Because we have, you know, every time when we have problem and we have solution and we introduce more problem, for example, we put more firewall, put more detection system, but you need people to run that.
Right.
It doesn't run by itself. So that's the biggest challenge.
When you look at the immigration arena and I see some of the Republican folks that think that, you know, any job that an immigrant takes is just, you know, unacceptable. And yet, I'm going to suggest to you there's two reasons in the IT space that we need more, as many as we can find. One is the qualifications and the sheer magnitude of the number of positions that we need on the front line. But secondly, it's financial. You know, there's somewhere between two and three workers now It's down to two or three that are working to support all of us old folks on Medicare and Social Security. We don't have enough money going into the system. We need as many high-earning immigrants as we can get. Vetted, of course, and usually the ones that are high-earning are easier to vet or possible to vet. You can't vet people that are coming in from countries that don't have systems.
I mean, the
track right. criminal records and things like that.
The H-1B is basically we only recruit talent people, right? It's a system. We recruit the smart and they had to compete to get over here.
Yeah.
And of course they had to vet it because they are competing against the best. We only take their best. I'll give you one example. Google executive. Okay, Elon Musk himself is H-1B, right? So, I mean, H-1B, I think, my opinion, was save this country, save our workforces. But back to that, the 10 item, the number 10 is cybersecurity autonomous system. I think you'll like this one. Car, drone, robot.
What is it?
Cybersecurity autonomous system. Car, drones, and robot.
Oh, okay.
This year, you're going to see, we already see the beginning a few years ago, but this year, look, Elon Musk introduced the robot, right? And the drone, you see, have been flying all over, right? And this, what is scaring me is about the self-driving cars. And you think about that, add more complexity. When you imagine everybody driving a car today, you think about, what if it got hacked?
Yeah.
The car drive by itself.
You don't need anybody to drive it into the crowd. You can command it to do so.
Not only that, what if you have like 10,000 car driving and all of a sudden it hitting each other with one command?
Yeah.
Hacker could hijack autonomous vehicle, drone or industrial robot, causing serious damage. And we already seeing, right, there's no such thing as a robust system, right? If it's mechanic, it can be hacked. So protecting this system requires a combination of strong encryption and secure software. And I don't care what people say. No matter how powerful you are, you can have, it take only one. Take one, right? One person or just 1% can become widespread and it can shut us down.
Yeah.
Right. So I think this, so I want to start out with the 10 of this item on cybersecurity in 2025.
Okay. Let's do this. We'll circle back here momentarily. Let's go ahead and take our first break, and we'll be back with the cyber version of this week's Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross, CPA, and Mr. A.I. Nguyen.
Hey, if you'd like to contact Nathan for questions during the show today or during the week, you can text him at 713-581-0195, 713-581-0195, or you can send an email to nathan@npross.com, nathan@npross.com.
Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com for the Be a Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross.
Is it easy? No, it ain't. Can I fix it? No, I can't. Well, I sure ain't gonna take it lying down. Will I make it? Maybe so. Will I give up? Oh, no. I'll be fighting till I'm 6 feet underground. I'm gonna woman up and take it like a man. I'm gonna buckle up, be tough enough to take control and make demands. Look like a woman, think like a man. Be as good as or better than. Woman up and take it like a man.
Welcome back to more of this week's Be a Planner show, the cyber version, with Nathan Ross, CPA, and my special guest, Mr. A.I. Nguyen. And we started off in the first segment talking about the top 10 trends with respect to cyber attacks here in 2025. Nguyen, what's next on your list?
So with those ten items, now I want to talk about the complexity of it. Okay. Complexity is a significant factor in the modern cybersecurity threats and defense. And one of the things that we all want to fix the problem, right? But here's the problem is, if you ask me what is, when it comes to cybersecurity, what is the greatest risk? Most people say ransomwares or say like phishing attack, thing like that. But you know, complexity is the greatest enemy. And let me explain to you why I say this. Okay. When you see when the bad guy use a complexity of attack techniques, okay, sophisticated attack method, for example, they exploiting us with combination of techniques, social engineering, zero-day exploit, malware, APT, penetrate system. They're using multi-phase, requires significance, you know, and the way. So what we do is we put more mix of the firewalls. We put more intrusion detection system. We put antivirus system software, encryption, access control, behavior analysis. You know, we do all this stuff. But here's the problem. The problem is integration with different security tools is a challenge. When you add multi-layer security, you introduce something else, right? Especially it can lead to poor integration, can lead to security gaps and become ineffective response to attacks. And here's the thing, you have to hire people to run all this. Don't forget this. Nowadays, we have more software than engineer. You heard that phrase. You implement it, but you have to maintain it. So finding people to maintain it is a challenge. So that's where one of the items, one of the topic I talk about is, you know, security awareness and training, right? So when you look at the complexity factor in modern cybersecurity threats and defense, you're looking at the human factor. That's one I just mentioned, right? And complexity in network infrastructure. Yesterday is very simple. You have the firewall, you have IDS, you have all kinds of stuff. But today you have endpoint, you have EDR, you have, even if you have like antivirus, not good enough. Because what's the difference between McAfee and Symantec and other, right? And then you say, you know what, we have something, look at the behavior. Now you introduce more complexity because behavior sometimes blocks your system too because it thinks it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
So I add something for my computers and I say, you know what, this is good because look at behavior. But you know what, it blocked my service as well. So I have to go and unblock it, right? And then when you talk about complexity, you talk about defense mechanism and strategy. Then that come with intrusion detection system, encryption and incident response is a lot of stuff. I know one company, a friend of mine said, you know, we wind up spend more money on security than anything else. Oh, by the way, I got to tell you this. One of my friend experienced, they lost over $250,000 on crypto exchange. So he invested.
They're not the only ones, by the way.
But the thing is, it hit home because I know him very well, right? And he spent a lot of money. This is how the scam worked. They asked him to put money in and promise him the world, see, which he did. At first, he went a lot.
Pig butchering.
Exactly.
What we're talking about.
So he'd been winning so much, and I said, you need to add more money, and he did. So the moment he started withdrawing money when he win, at first, $2,000, no problem. $3,000, no problem. $4,000, problem. The moment he said, you know what, I want to diversify, I want to take out $50,000. And all of a sudden they blocked him and said, you know what, I think somebody tried to hack to your system, so we freeze your account. So in order for you to get your money, you need to add another $60,000 to prove that who you are. So now he got stuck with $250,000. No, I say $220,000 can get out. You see how the scam works?
Yeah.
So that's social engineering.
Where's the? I just read last week, I believe it was the Wall Street Journal article about there's some city, I'm not sure if it's in Texas, but it's kind of like a big conglomeration of pig butchers. It serves as like a hub, and the mayor is one that's been accused for years of similar, you know, techniques of extricating money from people. Do you know what? Did you happen to see that article? And I'll have to find it. I'll see if I can find it here on the next break. But it's crazy how prevalent that topic has become, and the number of people that fall for it. It's very clever the way they do it, and of course, it never fails that it's when investments are not performing as well as maybe you might expect, and so people on fixed incomes, especially the elderly, are vulnerable because they need money to live. And anyway, I'll find that article.
I mean, it happened very often, and this year it's even worse. Now I'll tell you one story. So I thought that just a randomly, right? So I have another friend too. He looked at his wallet account, and all of a sudden it goes to zero. So I say, when do you start notice go to zero? So when I change my phone, when I buy another phone, then I try to sync it. I say, who helped you syncing your phone to back up your data? But the point is, I don't know how to do it, but maybe he clicked on the text or something. But during those period, he drained his wallet. And I still try to help, trying to find out how did they do that. But it all depends on the kind of information he provided for me, right? So this year, resolutions for cybersecurity 25, New Year resolution, what is yours? What is your thought? What is your focus on? Because I have some tip for the user here. You know, personal and professional strategy. You have any resolution for this 2025? Number one, strengthen your password practice. That should be your number one.
Yeah.
Okay. And regularly update your software and system, and I cannot stress this enough. Oh, but back to the password. Get rid of the 123456 password, all passwords.
Who uses that? I hear where it's the most common password. I don't have anybody that, well, of course, I don't go around asking people for their passwords, but.
So here's a Jeff for you. So I say 123456. It's not 123456. It's 1 and 2 and 3 4. It's 1 2 2 3 3 4 5 6. It's a long password, actually.
Yeah. Right?
But some application would not allow you to do default password like
two,
that anymore.
Yeah, you can't do two characters.
You cannot do two characters.
Together.
You cannot do. Yeah. They automatically make you. You know what? You use two simple password. So if you like, some bank will not allow you to do it. But MFA, multi-factor authentication, you need to use that.
Right. Yeah.
And secure in internet habit. You know what I mean? Embrace secure internet habit. That's a term. Be cautious about what you click. Avoid suspicious links, especially unsolicited email that you just mentioned, right? Somebody call you. And avoid public Wi-Fi. That's one thing that I never use a public Wi-Fi. If I do it, I have to use a VPN. And protect your personal information. Review and limit personal information. There's a software out there. I have to tell you which one. But they collect all your information online, and they tell you what's exposed and what's not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And be mindful of sharing your public interaction or online communication. That's one of them, right? And educate yourself and others. Stay informed about the latest cybersecurity threats. I know it's easy to say you cannot make everybody cybersecurity, right? But if you're a professional considering sharing cybersecurity best practice with your college or your clients, and practice more awareness training. And later on, I'm going to tell you what I've been doing to help the senior assist, but also the nursing home, what I come up with the solutions.
Okay, mm-hmm. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, so I'm going
to... Hey, let me just interject mm-hmm. here. I just found the article I was looking for. This was in the Wall Street Journal, December 25th, and it's a city in the Philippines, Bamban, Philippines. Hundreds of law enforcement agents burst into a large walled enclave in the middle of this town.
Wow.
60 miles northwest of Manila. From the outside, looked like an ordinary cluster of buildings, shops, offices, homes. But in fact, it was a crime den from which Chinese gangs run scams called pig butchering, swindling Americans and others around the world out of millions of dollars. It's a huge number. I can't remember if it was this article or another one that put a guesstimate on it. The police hadn't warned anyone in local government, suspecting that most of them were in cahoots with the criminals. What they didn't know was that the town's popular young mayor, Alice Guo, I believe is how you say it, or Guo, G-U-O, was a key architect of the brazen enterprise. Investigations later showed how she charmed her way to wealth and power and used that to open up her town of 78,000 people to thugs and thieves. And all the resources are there if you're a criminal to plug in to the pig butchering arena.
This is not something new. The pig butchering scam is not something new.
Yeah, but imagine having a city built on that concept, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So this is, they're using your trust, basically.
Yeah.
In the whole city. Right. Now, which country is it? In China, you said?
No, this is Philippines.
Philippines, yeah.
Close to Manila.
Wow. I tell you, even for myself, I'm very careful looking at things, but sometimes I've come across some of the emails, some of the scam is very real. And by the way, this is the new thing now. And you ever heard of it called the spider hackers?
No.
They call it a scatter spider. Actually the term word. So basically they're using the people here in the US, in London and Canadians. And those guys are using they implement the system from Russia, the hackers. And I tell you, if you talk about hacking, Russia is, you mean this country, I don't know what they produce with weapons and all they do is stealings and these are criminals. I mean, they have so many criminals stealing, banking, hacking banking, all from Russia, most of them Russia, and all the Eastern country. And they are recruiting the U.S. People here, too. So they call the scatter spider, right? And they're using those hackers here, like the case of the GM, MGM, the casino, mm-hmm. right? That they're using social engineering, and they're so, let me tell you, the method they use is so effective that they be able to convince the guy to reset the password. So how did they do that? We're still learning. How do they convince? And this would
that's amazing.
So basically, this is called a technique. For example, if I know everything about you, right? And let's just say I know about your email. I hacked your email. I know what you do last year. So I used that. I said, if you want to verify who I am, I used to do this. Remember, we met, thing like that.
Yeah.
So they say to the other guy on the other side, he found out his name somehow and say, look at his profile. Say, do you remember last year when we at the company party? You know me, blah, blah, and so forth. And that's human nature. And
how did your friend get that initial contact?
So they call this, they have somebody always from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Always from the inside. We cannot overlook that. So they always have somebody inside, and the incentive is like one group is to implement the payload. Well, first group is to find out who the target is, right? And then another group is to implement the payload. But they are using the same system that, in this case, the virus, the malware supplied by the Russian hackers on the other side. All you have to do is implement it. You follow the first step. Right, step by step. So these are the thing I think is that in 2025 you see the increasing even more. And especially when you're in social media, like Telegram, for example.
I was just going to tell you, according to this article, that was one of the on-ramps to how the scammers identified victims, as they used social media accounts. That's another reason to get off of social media. You know, it's a plaintiff lawyer's dream, because you can learn lifestyle, assets, that kind of thing, kind of home.
I can run the whole scenario about you, your history.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of them talk about it on Telegram. You have Telegram account? Shut
no,
it down.
I don't.
No.
Telegram is that the messaging service owned by Facebook, or is that a different one?
No, there's some Russian.
But I see people use it for doing webinars and things like that. Group meetings.
The founder is a Russian.
Huh.
So some of the stuff that they have in there is you got to be careful. The moment when you, especially when you, when I use TikTok just to experiment, right? And obviously I see a bunch of people try to contact me send me the WhatsApp. I see so many of them. And the moment you click on some of the stuff, like the way they talk, hey, I know you, blah, and so forth. I don't know, the last text that I have, like this guy say, hey, you know what? I saw you on my contact. Can you identify who you are? You know?
I never respond to those.
But you see a lot of them, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So,
what about something I've resisted, but it would make life easier? Is there's a lot of accounts that you may decide you want to sign up for, software type accounts, where it says log me in with my Google account or my mm-hmm. Apple mm-hmm. iCloud account. Mm-hmm. I never do that, because if you look at the list of things that now they'll have the right to do, it's crazy what they can access. I mean, anything you have at all connected with Google becomes accessible. And I see there's some sites that won't let you define your own custom password. And I'm just curious. I mean, Google, of course, has no liability for anything that might happen at that point, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. They always protect themselves first. So,
yeah.
You know. So this is the human factor in cybersecurity, right? And you talk about one of the things we just talked about, social engineering and phishing attacks.
Yeah.
Like all those taxes, right?
Hey, Wynn, let's take our last break. We'll circle back here momentarily with our final segment of this week's show. And I guess we'll keep going down your list there. I don't know if we're going to make it through today, but it's interesting content. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Sure.
People always coming up to me and asking, what's your secret? With all you do, your attitude just seems to be so good. How do you keep it? Well, I'm not the Dalai Lama, but I'll try to offer up a few words of advice. You better get to living, giving. Don't forget to throw in a little forgiving and love along the way. You better get to knowing, showing a little bit more concern about where you're going. There's a word unto the wise. You better get to living.
Hey, if you'd like to contact Nathan for questions during the show today or during the week, you can text him at 713-581-0195, 713-581-0195, or you can send an email to nathan@npross.com, nathan@npross.com.
BePlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BePlanner.com. The Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross.
Like the song, Bobby McGee, I'm just longing. like me,
with big dreams and faded tears.
Nathan Ross, CPA, and my special guest, Mr. A.I. Nguyen, and we're talking about trends and other topics regarding cyber hacking for the year 2025. Nguyen, before we left, we were talking about pig butchering, and for those of you that maybe are just tuning in, it's a concept that swindles many Americans, where they invite themselves into your world based on a commonality, typically. Why don't you take it from there, Nguyen? Just summarize real briefly.
Well, so this is the term that they use. This how the scam works is with initial contact, right? So victims are typically contacted through social media, always a dating app, messaging platform. They will engage. The scammer will engage with them, building a rapid over time, often pretending to be potential romantic partner or friend. So they're building the trust, so it's going to take time. And then the next thing is where the investment come in, the investment pitch, again, gaining trust. And they very convincing, especially they try this with the elder. The scamming will introduce the idea investment opportunity. There's one case in California, this couple sold their houses to invest in something. They lost $600,000. But this one thing that I found out too, Nathan, that there's a way that you can recover your money from, even if you invest in the cryptocurrency, that you lose your money. Okay, and I'll get back with you. I figured out and I talked to some attorney, then that's a way you can get your money back. Right? But anyway, back to the butchering. So how do you protect yourself against the pig butchering scam? This is number one rule I'm telling people this. Be skeptical of unsolicited investment opportunities. Always question the unsolicited offers, especially if they promise high return with low risk. No such thing. No such thing is when it's too good to be true, it probably is. And secondly, don't share your personal information. Avoid sharing personal, financial, or login detail with someone you haven't met in person or verified. And third, check the investment platform. Ensure that any investment platform is legitimate or regulate that. That's a term. Legitimate and regulated. Be cautious of the platform. Are they in the U.S.? Where are they? Which country? Bahamas? Australia? Where? And always look for a red flag. Be wary if a person seems too eager to keep you in the conversation in private. That's the first thing, too. When you go to Telegram and say, hey, you know what? When you talk them to TikTok, for example, they will block certain things, right? And then there's a message say, hey, why don't you message me on Telegram? The conversation private. That's another trick. That's another red flag. And verify, last but not least, verify the identity of the contact. Use reverse image search and cross-check information. That's an app that also look at your face and can verify who you are. You put a face in their photo. It will search all around the internet. Who's it belong to?
And identify.
It identify, is it AI or is it identify the real person?
Yeah.
Okay. And that app, see that? Now we spend more money on apps, on security. We spend more money on security to protect ourselves. Anyway, that's how you protect yourself against the pig butchering scam. But before we go, I just want you to know about my, at the beginning, I tell you about my project that I did for the nursing home. You know, so I went in there, I tell you, I can see, because I have my mom who's 85 years old, and they just need somebody to talk to. And one thing I noticed is they're very lonely and they just need somebody to look. So what I did, I built myself a little chatbot, AI chatbot to combating the loneliness. And I tell you, it's very sophisticated. It talks to you like a real person.
Yeah, but you're talking about dealing with people that have access to the internet, have a computer, and feel comfortable turning it on.
So
right?
Basically, I can. What I did was, this app I put on the iPad. One click, they click on it, and then automatically everything turn on. The microphone, you just talk to it. It's a two-step. So that's, you're right. You have to do some training, but I make it very simple.
And it enshrouds it all in
security? Oh, man, yes. So that person right there, you select, of course you have to help them set it up the first time, but that person, talk to them, you just put in front of them, and you just talk to them about how are you today, what are you doing, what next? They just need somebody to talk to.
Yeah, and it sounds like something, maybe a first alert type system. You know, the button you wear around your neck. It
you know what?
Like
you can do that
they
too.
Would use mm-hmm. to check in on people.
Right.
Right.
And when I went there, I see they all look around. They don't even talk to each other. And I say, you know what? Here's a solution. So
right.
I'm going to test it right after the show. I'm going to go to there. I'm going to test to some of the user. I want to see how it works. Because you look at them, they need somebody to talk to. That's the bottom line. That's the one thing I noticed, okay? They can sit there, they look around them, nobody talk to them. Even the nurse, nobody talk to them. But if they have something that they can talk to, I'll tell you. It's stimulating. It's more engaging.
Their brain, right.
More engaging with a simple conversation, like how you're doing. It even tell jokes. I'm telling you today, the AI is incredible. You cannot tell the difference. And you can ask them anything. It's very interactive, okay? You can talk to them. You say, what are you doing today? So, and then the AI respond back based on your profile, your age. It said, you know, so what can I help you today? How's your family? Blah, blah, and so forth. How's the weather? And you asking them back, right?
Yeah.
You say, would you like to play a game? You'll play solitary? They will talk to you. AI will talk to you, and they do it instantly. It's not like sometimes you have to think. It know what how to. It's based on
right.
the parameter. You select, and I'm telling you, it helped.
Yeah, that's
assisting with health monitoring too, and you look at the head. You can double check, and you say, and it will ask you, did you take your medicine yet in mm-hmm. the morning, and do all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I like it.
Yeah, it's incredible because I'm never home. I don't talk to my mom all the time. When she comes, they just want somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
Right now, she's on YouTube 24/7. We say this
Yikes.
YouTube is my. She said YouTube's my best friend.
Yeah.
So. I said, you do whatever it takes. But now I'm going to introduce something that she can talk. You put the iPad right in front of her. I'm telling you, it's just like the movie, the guy from Tom Hanks, that he by himself in an island. Imagine if he has something like this. He had to use the ball, the soccer ball, and put a face on that so he can talk to.
Huh.
So that's a psychological thing, right? Imagine you have the real person to talk to you. I'll demonstrate to you later after this. And you can see.
Yeah, okay?
It's amazing.
Curious.
Oh, man, it's amazing.
Huh.
So there's a problem, there's a solution. And I think it's going to work out. I feel sorry for them. Because but anyway. So let me end this for my part, for the podcast. So I want to end this with a message. So today we're talking about the episode Cybersecurity 2025. We're going to talk more about it next week. Until next time. But I just want to wish everybody Happy New Year, you know, and always stay safe and be vigilant.
Yeah.
So I give you back your time. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's easier said than done. And just thinking about your solution for the elderly, you know, at some point they might go off the reservation in terms of clicking. I think about YouTube and how, I mean, I look at YouTube every day, usually the shorts. I like, and there's plenty of off ramps to click on things, whether it's a new product you want to mm-hmm. get more information mm-hmm. on, or you know, a YouTube short will come up and it's somebody that I find interesting. I want to learn more about, you know, most people are on YouTube to make money, obviously, you know, they're promoting
right.
some service or product or subscription, I guess,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And a streaming service. You know, some of the financial people sell you subscriptions to where they've got a core group of supporters that pay money to get certain content. And
just whatever it
even
works,
legitimately,
you know?
There's still many ways to be taken advantage of. And it's crazy how easy that is. And
I'm going to start using this thing. I'm going to test them out. If it works, I'll update the user. But that's one of my things that I want payback.
Yeah.
Because I have, you know, I actually have two moms I have to take care of. So if it's work, going to work. If it worked for me, it's going to work for other people. We'll see what happens.
True.
I'll keep you updated.
Good point. Mm-hmm. Good point. You know, I was reading more about the Philippine situation, and it's crazy how they set that city up with office buildings that were fully stocked, you know, with computers and offices, et cetera, to support that. I'm going to call it an industry. It's sad to think that it's actually an industry to do nothing more than figure out who can be defrauded and attack based on familiarity. You know, it's somebody that's worked their way into the inner circle of an elderly person, and then, you know, they very quickly can be overwhelmed and have resources stolen.
Wow. Life tends to throw you a fastball, isn't it?
Yeah, as they say. Let's see. We were talking about something early on that I wanted to circle back to. Look at your list of 10 trends just real briefly.
Mm-hmm.
Run down that list real quick again.
And
these are the 10 trends that Wynn has looked at very recently to say, hey, here's what you need to keep your eye on the ball with.
You're talking about quantum computing? We're talking about...
Quantum computing. That was the one, the first one, I believe.
That's the second one, yeah.
Oh, the second one, yeah. Okay. Where, you know, the other side doesn't play fair, right? And quantum computing is no longer... Like, you know, I know when we were young professionals, was it Cray that was the big supercomputer? What was the name of the brand? It wasn't an IBM. Wasn't it Cray, C-R-A-Y?
I can't go that far, but I know I use Fortran.
Yeah, well, yeah, I took a Fortran class too, probably the same one you took at U of H. But, you know, those computers were relegated to very few owners. In other words, a normal company didn't own their own Cray computer. It was too expensive, but they could rent time or space or whatever they rented back then. Well, now quantum computing has brought that to the masses, right?
Yeah.
And it's amazing how accessible. You look at the increase in power. Well, we'll talk about this next week. We're at the end of the show, it sounds like, so let's wrap up. Thank you for listening today, and if you have questions during the week, feel free to send us an email to info@npross.com. Again, thank you for listening in.
Thanks for listening, and join us again next week for another edition of Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Ooh.